is Ted Kennedy. The 1990 census is coming up fast, but the Reagan administration refuses to do what it takes to make the census accurate. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, preparations are well underway for the 1990 census. Billions of dollars in the allocation of federal funds are riding on the outcome, and so is the apportionment of seats for all 50 states in the House of Representatives. The stakes are high, Al, but the Reagan administration is taking the low road. It's refusing to take essential steps to make the count accurate. In 1980, for example, 4 million Americans were left out, and the undercount was worse for urban areas and minorities. That's unacceptable, Al. The administration has been stonewalling every effort to guarantee an accurate count. The inevitable conclusion is that Republicans are playing partisan politics to shortchange minorities in American cities in the census. Don't just say it ain't so, Al. Say you'll do something about it.
Okay, Ted. I say it ain't so. You sound as though you liked the way the census was done in 1980. That census counted some 2 million illegal aliens. In that process, the states of Pennsylvania, Kansas, and West Virginia very likely lost representation. Connecticut, Michigan, Ohio, Alabama, Missouri, and North Carolina stand to lose again in 1990. Meanwhile, California and Texas will be on a high roll at census time. A bipartisan group of elected officials have filed a complaint in a lawsuit challenging the process that counts illegal aliens in apportioning representation. I did say illegals, Ted. All of those persons with legal status in this country are entitled to representation. And Ted, when you worry about the undercount, where is your concern for our U.S. servicemen and women abroad? These folks have a legal residence in the United States, but they aren't even counted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.